is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating the sexual health issues of men, with 5 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Land Rover of Norwood, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Hello, Coach.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Not likely that you're going to win a football game when you turn the ball over 4 times.
No, that's right. You know, you turn the ball over 4 times, it's tough to walk away with a win.
We were talking earlier about penalties. I know you talked about this a little bit post-game, but 12 last week, 9 this week, over 100 yards. What do you do to fix that?
It finally settled down in the second half as far as penalties are concerned. I would say in the first half, I think we had 7 penalties there, and we just got to continue to chip at the rock and be a more disciplined football team.
What did you see? Drake May led the offense to season high when it came to points, touchdowns. What did you see from him yesterday?
No, offensively, you know, early in the game, you know, we started slow, but when he settled in, he was able to really take control of the offense and push the ball down the field. You saw him make plays with his legs. You saw him make plays with his arms. And, you know, and I don't want to forget about our center, you know, Ben Brown, who he came in there to start. He was here for 5 days, and I thought he did a great job yesterday. To only be here 5 days and to go out there and play like that is definitely special.
Gerard, one of the things that I really liked watching Drake was he didn't make kind of like the same mistakes late in the game that he did make early in the game. And so I guess from watching that, it's always good to see guys trend in the right direction when it comes to not repeating the same mistakes. Did you kind of get that same takeaway?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we always talk about not being repeat error guys, and that's at every position. And you could see that Drake is not one of those guys.
Hindsight being 20/20. What you saw yesterday, do you wish you started him earlier?
Look, we came into the season with the plan, and you guys have heard about the plan all the time.
You haven't mentioned that before.
And I would say, you know, for the plan, I thought it was just, you know, we always had to try to put the team in the best position to win games. Now, in saying that, historically, look, Jacoby has not turned the ball over and was able to go out there and operate. We knew that Drake was trending to be the starting quarterback, and this was, you know, we felt like this was the time to do it, and he gave our team the best chance to win.
Greg brings up the turnovers, and I know that's not something you want to see, but when it comes to Drake specifically, the 2 interceptions, the strip sack, is that a nerve thing? Did you think that he was nervous going into that game? Is that a mistake that's made because you're nervous about your first one?
I wouldn't say nervous, but I think any athlete or in any profession, really, when you're on a big stage, you're going to have a little bit of nerves.
Right.
Now, in saying that, the one overthrow, I mean, that was obviously disappointing, and then the tip pass on the screen. Other than that, I thought he did a good job going through his reads, getting the ball out on time for the most part, and running the offense.
Gerard, when you look at now with his ability, is this something that maybe we see Alex Van Pelt say, okay, we're going to try to utilize his legs a little bit more with more designed, you know, RPOs, or whether it's designed bootlegs and nakeds, or maybe he can maybe open up the playbook in other areas because of just his athletic skill set versus Jacoby's?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, you know, people talk about, you know, we need more creative plays and things like that. Look, going back to the offensive line, we still have not settled on an offensive line. I know the focus is always on the quarterback and what he can understand, mm-hmm. and Drake is a very smart person. Now, in saying that, you know, it's not just him out there on the field. It's also, you know, other guys out there that need to be on the same page. But I do think going forward, hopefully the O-line kind of settles down, even though we lost, you know, low yesterday. Hopefully when that starts to settle down, we can start adding new plays in there, and that comes just from practicing together with the same group.
Sure. So with a better, I don't want to say better, but an offensive line that is played together consistently, you feel like you get more creative when it comes to the play calling.
100%.
Yeah.
Gerard, but again,
it's not just what Drake knows. It's what everyone knows. And going back, not to use his name again, but going back to Ben Brown, I mean, how much stuff can you put in 5 days and expect him to go out there and perform?
You said today that you need to do a better job of supporting the rookie quarterback on offense.
That's right.
And that began this offseason. The last time the Patriots took a quarterback in the first round, they spent $250 million that offseason, brought in a bunch of guys, Hunter Henry, obviously still on the team from that offseason. why do you enter with this much question marks on the offensive line and at the elite positions of offense, knowing you had to support the rookie quarterback?
Yeah, look, I mean, if you look at free agency or through the draft, we're always trying to improve our roster. Now, in saying that, we had, you know, a lot of holes on the roster that we felt coming out of the draft that we addressed. Now, in free agency, we still felt like we signed the best offensive lineman in Mike Onwenu, and then re-signing some of our own players, which was definitely part of it. Now, once again, look, this isn't a one-year thing in my mind. It's going to take time to continue to build out the roster, and that's how it is.
I know you said post-game you were disappointed in the defense. Afterwards, Devon Godchow said that it didn't look like the D was playing with pride out there. Is that a problem for you?
No, I don't think it. Well, first of all, you know, I'm not going to tell those guys what to say, and that's one man's opinion. What I will say is that the defense went out there after going back and watching the film. You know, big plays aside, which I understand that's part of it, they played okay. Now, going back to playing complementary football, putting special teams in there as well, like, we just didn't do a good job there. Now, defensively, again, they were put in some tough situations where they were already, you know, with the turnovers, starting on the plus side of the field. And, you know, we had the one sudden change stop, and then it's got to be better.
But you're not concerned. I mean, if a guy says, I feel like we're not playing with pride, you're not concerned about that.
No, I mean, look, when he watches the film, he'll see that the guys were still out there flying around. Like, we went into halftime, it was 14-7. Came out of halftime getting the ball out. You couldn't ask to be in a better – well, obviously you always want to be ahead, but 14-7 coming out the second half, watching Drake start to trend and not making those repeat mistakes. I thought the guys had energy, and they went out there and tried to do their best.
You brought up the plan again, and we were having this conversation before you came in, so I'm just going to ask you point blank. Was the plan that you guys were not going to play Drake this season, and that's why maybe the pieces around in the offense, the offensive line, you didn't really fill the spots that you needed to because you were going to go with Jacoby for the full season?
Look, as far as the plan's concerned, there are definitely different factors that go into that. Now, in saying that, I thought, you know, from a roster standpoint, just in general, especially with our younger players, we had to see what we have this year, no matter what the record is. And when we get out of this season, we need to know exactly what we have as far, from a talent standpoint, and then fill the holes that we need to fill. So just to answer your question, I mean, I don't know when Drake was going to play. Look, if we were undefeated at this point in time, he could ride it out a little bit longer if we were protecting the quarterback at this time, maybe. But in saying that, I think you got to get a guy like that out there.
Why was the roster in such bad shape entering this offseason?
You tell me.
he almost said what he but
not doing that one.
One of the things that, like, as I watch, that gets a little frustrating is the defense. I expected them to be, you know, top 10 defense, and at times they show that, but then at other times you brought it up, you have two rushes of over 50 yards where, right, like, if the guy didn't have a flag on it, they wouldn't be able to grab that. Are you as frustrated knowing that there are these lapses in the game, especially defensively, from a defense that we all feel like is better than that? And what's the problem that may lead to some of those lapses where they look great and then they look, like, really bad?
Yeah, not to talk, you know, look, injuries happen all the time. One thing I would say is, you know, you lose a guy like Bentley in the middle of the defense, it's going to be kind of a blow to the team, a captain for us. You lose a guy like Barmore, who hasn't played all year, who's one of the most disruptive players in the league. You lose, you know, the safeties, which I feel like we have, the, you know, when they're out there playing, the best safeties in the league. And when they're not out there, look, other guys have to step up, and that's part of the growth.
How was Drake after the game, you speaking to him? What's one thing that you hope he takes from his first game?
Yeah, Drake was – he was great, man. Look, his attitude and just mentality overall, it's kind of not gronkish. You know what I mean? Like, kind of goofy, like a little bit goofy, but he was pumped, but obviously disappointed in losing the football game. And, look, we all look forward to seeing him continue to grow.
We talked about penalties earlier. You don't have to be specific and get in trouble, but just in general – at least from my perspective, one questionable call in the end zone and then a clear no call. Is that frustrating to you?
Yeah, it's very frustrating for me. Now, in saying that, look, they made the calls. And you can yell at them all you want to, but the call's already been made. There was a little confusion, too, even at the end of the half. You know, was it a catch? Was it not a catch for those guys? And I sat there, and they told me it was a catch. And so, like, we had to accept the penalty. It was just that whole operation was – it was just all over the place, for, in my opinion. But once again, not being critical of the referees.
No, right. No.
Disclaimer.
No one's perfect. I think when you start to, like you said, look at this team and the development, you know, offensively, defensively, special teams, how do you feel like overall, I know your record's not what you'd like it to be, but how do you feel like overall week to week maybe you see the development of the culture that you're trying to implement changing, buying in? What's your assessment through the first, you know, 6 weeks of this season?
I think we have buy-in. The one thing I would say is just, look, the penalties are a frustrating thing, and that's not part of what we're trying to build. We want to be a smart, tough, dependable football team, and we have to continue to work towards that.
The question of the week for Gerard Mayo, brought to you by Hellman's, where you can get Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. As a head coach taking a team to London for the first time, what are the issues when it comes to, if there are any, to preparing a team when you're traveling overseas?
Yeah, I think you always have to take the time difference into consideration, and you know, when you fly out there, when you go, you know, do you go for the week? Do you go a couple of days in advance? Like, those are all considerations. One thing I would say is the NFL does a good job with this, you know, supporting those international games, and they're more involved in that than they are obviously the local ones.
Is that a bit of an advantage for the Jaguars being out there all week to get more adjusted when it comes to game time?
I mean, I don't know. To me, whoever wins the game is who executed their game plan the best. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And going back to the culture and mentality, like, your mentality, I don't care where we play, we need to go out there and play well.
Because you may see Mac Jones under center this week.
Yeah, look, and I have nothing but love. Look, I have nothing but love for Mac Jones, and, you know, wish him nothing but the best.
Do you ever talk to him?
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Does he ever reach? I didn't know if he reached out at all.
Just on the, because it's the last time, because the plan has now been put into place. The plan with Drake May and how we arrived here, you said earlier that had you been undefeated, maybe he would have been able to not reach the field as of yet. So what was it based on, the offense's ineptitude, or was it more based on what he had learned in the first 6 weeks?
It was more based on seeing what we had up front with the offensive line.
So if you had handled the offensive line in the offseason, there's the chance that Drake May could have started week one.
You can keep going back to that, but once again, handling the offensive line, what does that mean? Like, if you have rookies up there, which we drafted offensive linemen as well, and you can talk about free agent linemen, which I think someone said a couple weeks ago, but who are those guys? And this is what we have, and this is what we're going to play with.
And kind of touching a little bit on this, because the penalty situation prior to a couple weeks ago, I mean, you were one of the fewest, you know, penalized teams in the NFL. Do you feel like some of the penalties might just be a little bit of lack of focus throughout the whole game, consistently, like having those kind of mental breakdowns, which might lead to some of the penalties that you're seeing, because you've put a pretty good team out there as far as penalty-wise, yeah. You know, just in these past couple of weeks, you suffered some penalties.
No, that's right. And I would say the more frustrating ones are the pre-snap penalties or, you know, the false start. Even yesterday, the first play of the game, it's so frustrating that, you know, we're in the season at this point. The first play of the game.
But is that a focus thing, you think, from players? I mean, you played the game.
On the pre-snap.
Yeah,
Now on the post-snap penalties, like, some of those are questions.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, more of the pre-snap. And I think, because we can always, as a fan or somebody who's played, you can always, like, say, all right, that holding penalty is questionable. But the pre-snap, I feel like that's a lack of a player not focusing in on the situation on every single play.
You're talking to a guy who knows pre-snap penalties.
No. I was very good. Not a lot of penalties.
Very disciplined.
I was very disciplined.
Not what Dante said.
No. Dante will tell you. There were two things I was: disciplined and smart. When
and loud.
Because I didn't have the athletic. I didn't have the measurables to be able to. Do you notice that throughout the game it becomes a lack of focus by players?
Well, it goes back to, just look at this past game. In the first half, that was where the majority of our penalties happened. In the second half, we didn't have as many. So, I mean, I think that kind of answers it.
any kind of a motivational trip to the Churchill War Rooms or anything planned in London for the fellas?
Nah, our focus is on Jacksonville, so that's
no sightseeing.
No sightseeing. No, everyone, go to your room.
No double decker.
Go to your room.
No double decker bus.
You've done.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, Gerard. Anybody else?
No, I thought you were going to make an Abbey Road reference because of your rock history.
Yeah, the Beatles. You could go.
Are you guys going out?
I don't think we have it in our budget.
Yeah.
We could. We
need more commercials. I just sat here through 30 commercials. Somebody got to do their job around here.
If you got room on the plane, we would jump on a spare spot or two.
No room for you guys.
Next time.
All right. Well, exciting. It seems like a new era when it comes to quarterback underway here. Okay. So
I'm excited, too. I'm excited for just our team in general, getting better every week.
All right, Gerard Mayo.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Gerard Mayo. We got to take a quick break. We are at Gillette Stadium, Patriots Monday. We will be back with a new feature, which I am calling Extra Mayo. That is coming up. And our conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.